We're now in the seventh chapter. We're talking about awe, reverence, respect, as we learned the biblical mitzvah. So now, in Halacha Dalet, the Rambam will talk about how you leave. So up until this point, we talked about entering the Beis HaMikdash. Taking leave of Hashem, if you will, would typically mean turning one's back. I mean, that's how people leave. That wouldn't be respectful. The Rambam tells us that it's obvious somebody is going to be in the Beis HaMikdash with a purpose. And so, Kol Shehishlim, Aveda, anybody who completes his service in the Beis HaMikdash, V'nistalek Lai, and now wishes, we don't use the word to leave, to remove oneself. It's a big difference. You're removing yourself before the presence of Hashem. You're not leaving Hashem. So this is the way it should be done. Eine yetze v'achoyrev lehechol. You do not leave with your back to the actual temple structure, which is called the hechol. How do you leave? Isn't that the way most people leave? They walk in, you walk in, and then you turn around and you leave. So the Rambam says, Elo rather mahalech achoiranes. You back away reverentially. And you do so in a shuffle. Ma'at, ma'at. Very slowly, you shuffle your way out. You slowly back away. Umahalech benachas al tzidei. The Rambam then says, you walk slowly, and at some point, you're not shuffling anymore, but at some point, after moving backwards slightly, you angle yourself onto your side, ad sheyetze min ha'azara, until you have fully exited the actual courtyard. Now, why do we have to turn on the side? I understand why one should back away, and the answer is that's not very practical. It might take all day for people to leave, and that would cause congestion. And besides, you don't belong in the Beis HaMikdash if you don't have something to do there. If you have no business being in the Beis HaMikdash, you have no business being there. So to assume that it's fine if somebody shuffles out and takes their own time is actually incorrect. You begin your exit that way, but afterwards, you begin to move on your side. And this is so that you can move a little bit more quickly, because dilly-dallying isn't respectful either. But at the same time, you don't walk in normative fashion. So when you walk on your side, you can walk a lot more quickly than you can shuffling backwards. We don't have eyes in the back of our head. You don't know if you're bumping into somebody or if you're going to trip. So you start to shuffle, and then you slowly rotate yourself to the side. Now, the Rambam says something very interesting. He opens this whole statement, and he says, this business of backing away, the shuffling, this is only done at the time of leaving. So when a Kohen is in the Beis HaMikdash and he's working, and they worked with tremendous alacrity, tremendous zest and zeal and swiftness. So if and when the Kohen's working, the Kohen would not be mindful of backing away or walking on the side. When you're in the Mikdash doing your job, it doesn't matter whether your back is to the Heichal or not. You're doing your job. It's about leaving. It's not about back to the Heichal. It's about leaving. When you leave, there's a respectful way to leave. And I think that's a very, very important point there. Otherwise, the Rambam wouldn't begin this halacha with Kol Shehishlam Aveda. Whoever completed the things they had to do, he would just say, Eini Yitzah, Kol Echad, Eini Yitzah, or Eini. He would say, Asur Laref Oiref, you're not allowed to turn your back, or something like that. But it doesn't say that. This is not a halacha about turning one's back. This is a halacha about exiting. It's a reverential way to leave, to remove one's presence from the Mishkan. Not the kind of posture one must assume when in the Beis HaMikdash, assuming you have something to do there. So when you leave, you continue first shuffling backwards slowly, then moving on your side, which means you're moving at a quicker pace, you see where you're going, and you're able to exit in a respectful, but at the same time effective manner. And you do this at sheyetze min ha'azara, until the person has fully left the azara, the courtyard. Now, all of this is with regard to anybody who might be in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's something that's important for us to understand. It doesn't matter who you are or what you're doing. As a rule, this is the way you exit and leave. The Rambam now adds, V'chein anshei mishmar. When Kohanim would come, literally translates as the priestly watch, the men of the priestly watch. So these people, these Kohanim, were divided by the prophets into 24 watches, if you will, or families. And not every family was necessarily going to see every one of its members serving in the Beis HaMikdash. Many more Kohanim would show up than jobs were available. So people would come, they didn't really have anything to do there yet, and they didn't belong in the Beis HaMikdash ultimately because they weren't chosen. It was a special manner of lottery, a way in which the Kohanim were chosen by the literally, you know, they call it luck of the draw, but we know there's no such thing as luck, by the divine design of the draw. And so members of the priestly watch who would leave were Anshei Maimed, people who didn't really have specific business in the Beis HaMikdash, rather they represented the nation of Israel at the Korbanot. So these were exalted, very pious individuals who would come and they would spend their waking hours in the Beis HaMikdash representing the nation, as it were, at the daily offerings. So this is something that would happen in the Beis HaMikdash, and these people would have to leave. So what was their business being there? Well, they were there kind of representing the nation. Did they have to leave more quickly? I suppose would be the question. Or Leviyim Miduchanim. The Levites were quite comfortable there. They would be showing up on a regular basis. They would stand on the platform leading up to Sha'ar Nikanor, and they would ultimately be the choir, both an a cappella choir as well as musical instruments that were played at the time of the Nesachim when libations were poured. So when the Levites would be there and then they would have to leave, kachem yoytzim min ha-Mikdash. They too leave the Mikdash in the same way. So whether you are a Kohen who was hoping to be able to work in the Beit HaMikdash, whether you were one of the designates of the nation of Israel, as Anshei Maimed are referred to, or whether you were a Levite who is now leaving the Beit HaMikdash after accompanying the offerings, the Korbanot, with your song and music, you leave the Beis HaMikdash in the same way. Because this is a halacha about leaving the Beis HaMikdash. When the Levim were singing, their backs were actually towards the Heichal. That's not an issue. That's the way they were supposed to be standing. That's the way they were supposed to be standing. The issue is leaving. And that's what the Rambam drives home in a very, very clear fashion here. And the Rambam adds something very interesting. He says, "Kimi shepoiseya achar tefillah l'achayrav." This is just as a person who, when concluding their prayers, backs away in the same fashion. Now, it's so interesting that the Rambam talks about the idea of prayer over here. And that's because we know that the offerings of the Beit HaMikdash, the Korbanot, when we were taken away, so in lieu of the offerings, we placed great emphasis on the tefillah, on the Amidah, on the Shmoneh Esrei, which is the formal body, the formal official part of standing in prayer before God. So it's actually natural, and the Shulchan Aruch says this, that precisely because the prayers were instituted in lieu of the Korbanot, that's why we have this similar halacha, this kindred nature between backing away from the Beis HaMikdash, wherever you are, God is, and the same way standing at Shmoneh Esrei, when you're proverbially standing before God, the respectful thing is to back away. I think that leads us to the conclusion that as it's customary for us to shuffle or to walk slowly backwards 3 steps, that's probably what they did when they left the Beis HaMikdash. They would shuffle back 3 steps like we do, and then they would move on their side. It's interesting to note that when people visit the Kotel today, although that is not the Azara and it's not even Har HaBayit, but nonetheless it's Srid Beit Mikdashenu, a remnant of the site that our holy and sacred temple once stood. People also have a custom of backing away, and you'll notice they do the same thing. I mean, at least those who know what they're doing. They'll shuffle back 3 steps, and then they'll begin to walk a little bit more quickly, but they'll do so on their side, still reverentially facing the area of the wall, the Kotel, where they had just prayed. And that, my dear friends, is yet another example of how we, the Jewish people, are obligated to treat the scrimmage of the Beis HaMikdash with such reverence, precisely because the Shechina makes itself manifest there. And hopefully, we'll be doing this not just at the conclusion of our Shmona Esrei, we're not just walking away from the Kotel, but very speedily, we'll be doing this as we have the privilege to be in the third Beis HaMikdash. And then when we exit, we'll follow these halachas Be'ezrat Hashem to the T. Thanks for joining us.